All right, so you're facing a dispute, and you've decided to go the arbitration route.
Smart move.
Right. It's often faster,
definitely
more private, and potentially less expensive than going through the traditional court system.
all good reasons.
But here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize.
What's that?
Choosing the right arbitrator can actually be a secret weapon.
It's true.
In this deep dive,
Yeah.
we're going to uncover the secrets to selecting the perfect arbitrator for your specific needs.
Sounds good.
So you're not just picking a random name from a list, but making a strategic decision that sets you up for success.
It's not just about finding any arbitrator.
Right.
It's about finding the best arbitrator for your dispute.
Exactly. And one thing that really stood out to me in the source material
Yeah.
was the emphasis on moving beyond just those general recommendations that you might get from colleagues.
That's true.
You know, like, oh yeah, I've heard so and so is good, or I used this person before and they were fine.
Not enough.
The source really encourages us to dig deeper, to ask specific questions, to uncover those hidden gems.
Those arbitrators who are a perfect match.
Yeah, who truly align with your case and your goals for the arbitration process.
And that makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because every dispute is different.
So true.
Every party has different needs and priorities, and the arbitrator you choose can have a huge impact on the outcome.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of those key questions we should be asking, because I think that's where the real strategy comes in.
Right, like how do we find that perfect match?
Exactly. Instead of just asking, is this person good or what's their track record? We need to be prepared with more targeted questions that really get to the heart of what makes a great arbitrator.
For sure. And one of the first questions I always ask is, how does this arbitrator view the role of discovery in arbitration?
Okay, so we're not just looking for someone who knows the law.
Right.
We're looking for someone who understands the unique dynamics of arbitration.
Exactly. A great arbitrator gets that arbitration is supposed to be about speed and efficiency. They're not going to let things get bogged down in endless depositions and document requests.
They'll keep things moving.
Yeah, they'll look for ways to streamline the discovery process, which can save you a ton of time and money in the long run.
So it's about finding someone who's committed to keeping things efficient.
Right. Because ultimately, that's one of the main benefits of choosing arbitration in the first place.
And this brings us to another really important question. What experience does this arbitrator have with cases similar to mine?
Oh, that's a crucial one.
Because just like you wouldn't hire a tax lawyer to handle your real estate transaction.
You want someone who specializes in the area your dispute falls under.
Right. If your case involves, say, a complex financial instrument,
You don't want an arbitrator who spent their whole career dealing with personal injury cases.
you need someone who speaks the language, who understands the nuances of that specific field.
Precisely. They need to be able to hit the ground running and grasp the complexities of your case without needing a crash course.
It's like building a specialized legal dream team.
Exactly. You wouldn't want an indecisive CEO running your company, right?
No way.
You need someone who can make tough calls and keep things moving forward.
And the same goes for your arbitrator.
Absolutely. You want someone who can analyze the evidence, weigh the arguments, and make clear, confident judgments.
Because indecision,
Ugh, it's the worst.
it just creates uncertainty and drags things out.
And that costs everyone time and money.
So you're looking for decisiveness.
Definitely, a great arbitrator won't hesitate to make a ruling, even if it's not what one of the parties wants to hear.
That makes so much sense.
It's about fairness and moving the process forward.
Wow, I hadn't really thought about it that way before.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you're looking for a judge, but with specific expertise in your area
Exactly.
and a bias towards efficiency.
Right. And speaking of judgment, another crucial question to consider
Okay.
is, what's this arbitrator's reputation for fairness and impartiality?
So it's not enough to just be decisive.
Nope. You also want to make sure they're known for being fair and unbiased.
Right, like they'll call it down the middle.
Exactly. You want to feel confident that they're going to make decisions based on the facts of the case.
Not based on any personal biases or preconceived notions.
Precisely. And you can gather insights into their reputation from various sources, not just your immediate circle.
So don't just rely on recommendations from colleagues.
It's a good starting point,
Right.
but cast a wider net.
Like what?
You can look for articles, speeches, or even blog posts where they've expressed their views on arbitration.
Oh, good idea.
Talk to people who have been on the opposite side of a case from them.
Okay.
See if they still thought the arbitrator was fair.
Interesting.
You want to get a sense of whether they're consistently seen as fair and unbiased, even when the pressure is on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point because sometimes
Sure.
You know, you might hear from someone who won their case.
Of course they're going to say the arbitrator was great.
Exactly. So it's about getting a more balanced perspective.
Exactly. Thorough research is key here.
Like, we're conducting due diligence before making a major investment.
That's a great analogy, because choosing the wrong arbitrator can be costly.
In so many ways.
Absolutely. It can drag out the process, mm-hmm. increase your legal fees, and even lead to an outcome that's not in your best interests.
And here's something else that really caught my attention in the source material.
What's that?
The idea of interviewing potential arbitrators.
Oh, yeah.
Before making a final decision.
It might sound surprising.
It does.
But many arbitrators are actually open to brief interviews as part of the selection process.
Really? I had no idea that was even an option.
It's becoming more common.
Okay.
And it can be incredibly valuable.
In what way?
Well, it allows you to gauge their communication style. Their approach to problem solving and their overall demeanor.
You can get a sense of their personality.
Yeah, and whether their style is a good fit for you and your legal team.
So it's not just about technical expertise.
Right.
It's also about finding someone you feel comfortable working with.
Exactly. You're going to be spending a lot of time with this person.
Right.
So you want to make sure you can communicate effectively with them and that you trust their judgment.
So it's like a chemistry check.
Yeah. You want to make sure the relationship is going to work.
And speaking of relationships, the source also emphasized how this arbitrator views the parties involved in the dispute.
Oh, that's a really important point.
It's not just about the legal arguments.
Right.
A good arbitrator understands that behind every legal case, there are real people with real concerns.
They see the human side of the dispute.
Exactly. And they can empathize with the parties involved.
Which can help to create a more constructive and less adversarial environment.
So you're looking for someone who's not just a legal expert, but also a skilled communicator.
Yes.
Someone who can build rapport and foster a sense of trust.
Absolutely, because that can make a big difference in the overall tone and outcome of the arbitration.
Okay, so we've talked about specific questions to ask.
Yeah.
The need for expertise and decisiveness.
And even the importance of interviewing potential candidates.
It's a lot to consider.
It is, but it's so crucial to get this right.
I agree.
So what other essential factors should we consider when making this crucial decision?
Well, there are a few more things that are really important, and we'll dive into those right after this break.
Sounds good. I'm ready to learn more.
Me too. Let's take a quick pause, and then we'll come back and finish up this deep dive into arbitrator selection secrets. So we were talking about how important it is for an arbitrator to see the human side of the dispute.
Right, not just viewing the parties as abstract legal entities.
Exactly, and that leads us to another important consideration, diversity in arbitrator selection.
Okay, so we're not just talking about checking a box.
No, it's much more than that.
But about actually bringing in different perspectives and life experiences to the table.
Precisely, different backgrounds and viewpoints can enrich the decision-making process.
And potentially lead to more innovative and fair outcomes.
Right. Imagine a complex commercial dispute.
Involving parties from different cultural backgrounds.
I see where you're going with this.
An arbitrator who understands those cultural nuances can help bridge communication gaps.
And facilitate a more sensitive and nuanced resolution.
Exactly. It's not just about legal expertise.
It's about having a broader understanding of the human dynamics at play.
And this diversity of thought can also lead to more creative solutions.
How so?
Well, when you have people with different approaches to problem solving work together, you're more likely to come up with solutions that you might not have considered otherwise.
So it's not just about being fair and impartial.
It's also about potentially achieving a better outcome for everyone involved.
That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of achieving a better outcome,
yeah,
the source also mentioned a specific process that can be really helpful for selecting arbitrators.
Especially in large, complex cases.
Like that.
It's called the AAA ICDR's Enhanced Arbitrator Selection Process.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm not familiar with that one. What makes it enhanced?
Well, think of it like this. You're building a board of directors for a major corporation.
Okay.
You wouldn't just pick names at random, right?
No, you'd want to conduct thorough interviews, check references, and really get to know the candidates.
Exactly. You'd want to make sure their skills and experience align with the specific needs of the company.
And that's what the enhanced arbitrator selection process does for arbitration.
Precisely. It provides a more robust framework for evaluating potential arbitrators.
Including in-depth interviews and background checks.
So it's like taking arbitrator selection to the next level.
Making sure you find the best possible fit for your case.
Exactly. And it's especially valuable in those high-stakes cases.
The ones with complex legal issues or parties from different jurisdictions.
Right, where you really need someone with the experience and expertise to handle the complexities.
This is all incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground.
We have.
From targeted questions and reputation checks.
To the importance of diversity and specialized selection processes.
But before we wrap up, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay, what's that?
About arbitrators seeing the human side of the dispute.
Oh, yeah, that's key.
Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Sure. It's about recognizing that disputes often arise from deeper issues.
Deeper issues than just the legal points being argued.
Right. There may be misunderstandings, communication breakdowns, or even emotional factors at play.
So how does an arbitrator address those deeper issues? Are we talking about mediation skills here?
That's a great question. While not all arbitrators are trained mediators, the best ones possess certain qualities.
Qualities that allow them to facilitate a more constructive and collaborative process.
Exactly. And one of the most important qualities is being an excellent listener.
Okay, so it's not just about hearing the legal arguments.
It's about truly listening to the people behind the arguments.
Understanding their perspectives, even if those perspectives seem contradictory or emotionally charged.
Precisely, and beyond listening, they also need to be skilled communicators.
So they can reframe issues, clarify misunderstandings.
And even help parties find common ground.
It sounds like they need a high degree of emotional intelligence.
Well, maybe not like a therapist, but there are definitely some parallels.
Right, because they need to be able to create a safe space for parties to express themselves.
And work through their differences.
Potentially even reach a resolution that addresses their underlying needs and interests. This is all incredibly insightful. We've gone beyond just the technical aspects of arbitrator selection.
And delved into the human element.
Exploring those qualities that can lead to a more positive and potentially transformative experience.
Because at the end of the day, arbitration should be about finding a fair and just resolution.
One that leaves everyone feeling heard and respected.
Exactly. It's not just about winning or losing.
It's about finding a solution that works for everyone involved.
And that's what a great arbitrator can help you achieve.
Absolutely. So to sum it all up, choosing the right arbitrator is an investment.
An investment in a smoother, fairer, and potentially even more creative resolution process.
And that's something worth thinking carefully about.
Definitely take your time, do your research, and choose wisely.
What if choosing the right arbitrator could even lead to a more creative solution?
What do you mean?
One that goes beyond just winning or losing.
That's an interesting thought.
You know, a solution that addresses the underlying needs and interests of all parties involved.
A solution that everyone can feel good about.
Exactly. Maybe that's the real secret to successful arbitration.
Finding that arbitrator who can help you unlock that potential.
Food for thought for our listeners out there.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into arbitrator selection.
Until next time, keep diving deep. Okay, so we've learned all about the importance of asking the right questions and really understanding the qualities that make a great arbitrator.
Right. It's not just about knowing the law.
But let's get practical for a moment.
Okay.
Where do we actually find these arbitrators?
Well, the source mentions some good starting points, like professional organizations like the American Arbitration Association.
The AAA.
Yeah. Or JMS. They have online databases with arbitrator profiles that highlight their experience and qualifications.
So it's kind of like a directory of arbitrators?
In a way, yes. But I think it's important to go beyond those databases, too.
You mean like not just rely on those online profiles?
Think of it like assembling a legal dream team.
Okay.
You wouldn't just pick the first lawyers you find online, right?
No, you'd ask around, get recommendations.
Exactly. You'd talk to colleagues you trust.
People who have experience in that specific area of law.
Precisely. And the same principle applies to finding an arbitrator.
So networking is key.
Absolutely. Talk to other lawyers who have experience with arbitration.
Ask them about specific arbitrators they've worked with.
Yeah. Were they efficient? Were they fair? Did they understand the nuances of the case?
It's all about gathering intel to make an informed decision.
Right. And once you have a list of potential candidates, it's time to dig a little deeper.
Deeper than just those initial recommendations.
Yes. Do your research read their published decisions? Look for articles or presentations they've given?
So you can get a sense of their thought process.
Exactly, their approach to dispute resolution.
Like we're legal detectives.
That's a great way to put it. You're piecing together a puzzle to see if this arbitrator is the right fit for your case.
And don't forget about social media.
Oh, yeah, good point. LinkedIn and Twitter can be surprisingly insightful.
Really?
Yeah, you can see who they're connected with, what they're writing about, and get a feel for their personality.
Okay, I'm starting to feel like a seasoned arbitrator sleuth.
I love it.
But let's say I've done all my research.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to make contact. What's the best approach?
Remember those interviews we talked about earlier?
The ones that might seem surprising.
Exactly. Now is the time to reach out and request a brief meeting.
To get a feel for their communication style and personality.
It's like a chemistry check. You want to make sure you can work effectively with this person.
So don't be afraid to ask direct questions.
About their approach to arbitration, their views on efficiency, and their experience with cases similar to yours.
This is so empowering. It feels like we're taking control of the process.
And that's exactly what you should be doing.
Not just letting it happen to us.
Right. And this brings us to one final but crucial point, ethics.
Okay.
The source really emphasizes this. Finding an arbitrator who is not only competent, but also ethical and impartial.
Someone who will play by the rules and make decisions based on the facts.
Not on personal biases or outside pressures.
Right. You want someone who's truly committed to fairness and justice.
Exactly. So check their disciplinary records. Ask about any potential conflicts of interest.
Trust your gut instinct. If something feels off, it probably is. Wow, this has been an incredible journey.
It really has.
We've gone from understanding the basics of arbitration.
To uncovering those secrets. To finding the perfect arbitrator for your unique needs.
It's like we've unlocked a whole new level of strategy.
Well, I hope so.
So to our listeners, remember, ask the right questions. Do your research.
Trust your instincts. And don't be afraid to take control of the process.
You have the power to shape the outcome of your dispute.
And potentially even transform it into a positive experience.
And that's what it's all about, finding a resolution that works for everyone.
One that's fair, efficient, and respectful.
Until next time, keep diving deep.